and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we're going to be talking about his new book on Islam and the very real threat of Islam. Well, of course, there are a lot of wonderful Muslim people who come to America. Why? Because they want to get away from the Muslim faith. But unfortunately, why, of course, if you are a Muslim and you don't go along with their agenda, they will make your life very, very miserable. And unfortunately, we're seeing this in Turkey today, where they're imposing Sharia law under the auspices of a gentleman, Mr. Gulen, who has worked very closely with the CIA, and Mr. Gulen is personally responsible for overthrowing the secular government of Turkey and bringing in this radical form of Muslim faith, fully funded and supported by the CIA all throughout the Middle East. Why are we creating this? Why would we impose governments on both Iraq and Afghanistan that are based upon Sharia law and drive the Christians out of those countries? Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're creating the best enemy money can buy, because there are deep and sinister, dark and sinister forces working within the invisible government that are promoting this radical form of Islam. And we're going to have Dr. Kaufman talk to us about really what this is all indicates and where it's going to end up. Michael, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate being back.
You go right ahead and give us the background of your book.
Well, we actually, my colleague and I, started to write a series of articles on Islam, and by the time we were writing the second article, I really realized that this was extremely important, that I was kind of going into a state of shock. I thought I understood a lot about Islam, and it turned out that I didn't. And I know a lot of people out there do not know the real threat. And so we wrote this book. It's not real long. It's only 84 pages, and it provides a framework of understanding of what is actually happening with radical Islam and the fact that it's penetrating. I mean, it's taking over our government. I cannot really explain it any other way. That it's taking, Obama is letting it take over the Obama administration. We can talk about that in a few minutes. The book's title is Radical Islam in the House. The original title was Radical Islam at the Door, and at the door is scratched out, and in the House is replaced, because it is really a very, very serious issue. It's actually in the White House. It's actually in the Obama administration. And it's actually changing our policy, both here in the United States as well as around the world. And the thing that really bothers me the most is this dialogue, this political correctness, that there are moderate Islamists out there, that are moderate Muslims out there, that want to get along. And I think they truly are, as you indicated as you first started the program, Stan. There's a lot of Muslims that just want to get along, and they believe in their Allah, but they don't necessarily want to force it on others. But they don't have any choice. They are under extreme pressure. And in fact, if their so-called Mahdi, the equivalent of Jesus Christ, returns, they are mandated by the Quran in many places to institute jihad against all non-believers. And so even if they are moderate, their more radical brothers are going to force them to either kill us if it were to happen, or they will be killed themselves. That's the choice that they are facing right now. It's either turn and kill us, or basically be killed themselves if they do not comply with the radical Islamists in their communities and so forth.
Well, it's hard for people to really understand this, but unfortunately, this is what it is. Oh, the Muslim faith is all-consuming, and you must pray five times a day, and Sidney Krishna, we would agree with many of their moral standards, but certainly not the idea that a woman can be stoned to death for adultery, or that they have the right to cut off hands and feet and behead people. And basically, the woman, if she is raped, it's her fault because she never should be out by herself. And women must wear can't be seen in public alone, or certainly they can't expose their bodies. I mean, certainly there's such extremes here. They hold moral standards, but standards that no sane person would adhere to. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely correct. And that is, I think, one of the things that really bothers a lot of people, including myself, is that they are extreme to the very, very bitter end. And the other thing that you have to understand about this particular religion is that they are allowed to lie, and they do. You cannot tell if they're telling the truth or not, because they're allowed to lie and say anything they want to non-Muslims. That's you and I. And as a consequence, all of this idea of peace and happiness and so forth that they espouse in the media and so forth is you can't, it's basically a bald-faced lie. And let me just explain why. You have to the two major sects of Islam, the Shiites and the Sunnis. But within the Shiites, of course, is Iran, and that's dangerous enough with them getting the atomic weapon, I think, probably in the next few months. But the Sunnis are actually more dangerous in the longer run. Certainly, having a case like Ahmadinejad at the nuclear button is no real promise of a happy future. But the Sunnis themselves are far more radical because they have a subset of the Sunnis called the Wahhabis. Wahhabis come from Saudi Arabia. And they are very, very virulent. And the Muslim Brotherhood comes from that, as well as Al-Qaeda. Now, the difference between the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda is that Al-Qaeda, under bin Laden, believed that the only way that they should do this is through conquest, is through military conquest and terrorism and so forth. The Muslim Brotherhood has taken a different tack. They're still jihad. Both of them are jihad. Both of them want world domination in the end. However, the Muslim Brotherhood has a strategy of gradually encroaching upon a nation like they are doing in France and other parts of Europe right now, and taking it over from within. And once they get about 20 to 25% of the population, they will become radical and violent. It's already happening in France. It's happening in other parts of Europe. And that's the difference between Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. They both are doing exactly the same thing with different methods. The Muslim Brotherhood, while they espouse, and you can have Hillary Clinton say till she's blue in the face that they are peaceful, they are not. We'll talk about it more when we get back.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kopp here at the American.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we're talking about his book on radical Islam. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, radical Islam is a threat to the stability of the world and specifically to the United States. And but go right ahead, Michael.
Well, one of the things that we have to fully understand is that the Muslim Brotherhood is basically entrenched in the United States. You don't hear about it. There's claims that it's not. Those are false claims. They're throwing up a lot of smoke screens. I told you a moment ago that they are told to lie. That's called taqiyya. The taqiyya line is prominent within the Islamic faith and especially within radical Islam. And almost all of the major organizations, Islamic organizations in the United States, is linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood in some form or another. And back in 2008, you probably don't remember it, but there was this Holy Land Foundation trial where the FBI was able to penetrate the Holy Land and found it was doing a lot of internal terrorism and so forth. And they had a trial. And during that, they seized government, they seized documents, especially Muslim Brotherhood documents. And the big one is called an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the group in North America. And in that, it says, basically, understanding the role of the Muslim Brotherhood in North America was the process of settlement of a civilization jihadist process. That's what we're talking about. Gradually encroaching without any type of violence is civilization jihad, but it's still jihad, and eventually there will be violence. Going on with this quote, it says it's all that the word means. The North American Muslims must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their own, by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that the eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Without this level of understanding, it says, we are not up to this challenge and we have not prepared ourselves for jihad. Yet it is the Muslim's destiny to perform jihad and work wherever he or she is and wherever he lands until the final hour comes, the final hour being when the Mahdi returns. Now, I'll talk about the Mahdi in a moment. And there is no escape from that destiny except for those who choose to slack. In other words, back away and not be violent. But would the slackers and the Mujahideen be equal? No. What they're basically saying is that all Muslims in the United States must pick up the jihad and actually conquer their neighbors eventually, starting out peacefully, but eventually destroying them through military violence or terrorism or whatever you want to say. This is the Muslim Brotherhood, folks. Everything in their particular language. If you go back to the Arabic language and look at the Muslim Brotherhood, you will see how violent they truly are. Anything that they say in English, you know, is motherhood, brotherhood, apple pie. They never tell you their true intentions on any English-based document or speech or whatever. It's always in the Arabic, and you have to go back to the Arabic. And let me just give you an example. There has been so much penetration in our government by the Muslim Brotherhood that the FBI training manual has been radically, radically changed. For instance, 900 pages of that training manual have been eliminated because of Islam. They do not want to see anything negative about Islam in the training manual. In the 9/11 Commission report, for instance, that came out after 9/11, the congressional report, basically has almost 200 references to jihad, Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, Caliph, Sharia law, and so forth. all of these are very solid trigger words for Islamism. In the FBI training manual, there are none, zero. So the FBI, when they're being trained, are not being trained to be able to identify radical Islam. Yeah, all of that's gone from their training. And then you wonder how we had the Boston bombing, because most of your FBI now are not trained to even see this. And as a consequence, we're opening the floodgates to this kind of radical Islamism and terrorism coming into this country, because they're very slack. They do not want their people investigating anything dealing with Islam. This is unbelievable. I cannot overemphasize how dangerous we are, path that we are on right now, because it is radical and it is going to be destructive. In fact, many of these people believe that by the time Obama leaves office in 2016, we will be an Islamic nation. That's how much they believe that they're going to succeed. And Obama's letting them do it.
Well, anybody who doubts about, Obama's Muslim faith, really, just go to YouTube and type in YouTube, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith. YouTube, Barack Obama, my Muslim faith, and you'll hear Barack Obama being interviewed and saying, this is 2008. I'm so glad that Senator McCain hasn't commented on my Muslim faith. And the fellow was interviewing me, he says, your Christian faith. Oh, he says, oh, it's my Christian faith. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why would Senator McCain comment on his Christian faith? Well, it's
right.
He's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. And it was just a slip. And, of course, if you want to see Barack Obama bowing down 90 degrees before the king of Saudi Arabia, you can see that on the Internet or on my website. Both of these DVDs are on my website, clips of it. And understand that the White House said the president didn't bow down before the king of Saudi Arabia. It didn't occur. And yet you can see it with your own eyes. You're going to believe your lying eyes. You're going to believe what they tell you from the press office at Washington, D.C., and the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because we have
a president
who doesn't tell the truth. Go right ahead.
I think what you're saying now, Stan, is being verified by what has been happening in the last month with all of these scandals coming out. The Obama administration says one thing one day, and within a week, it's disproven. Everything that they're telling Congress, for instance, has turned out to be a lie. They're not telling the truth to Congress. Every single department, every single agency that's coming before Congress right now gets caught up in its own lies. And that's the other link that just scares me to death, is that there's this cooperation between the progressive ideology, ideologues like Obama and the administration, and the Islamists. You go back and you wonder, why in the world are they cooperating so much when they have two radically different goals? As you had indicated before, the Sharia law with Islam holds women to be less than dogs as far as their importance, and yet progressivism holds women to be up queens, and you cannot say anything negative against a woman and all the rest. That there's radical differences in their goals, and yet they're cooperating on so many levels, including this lying business. I just cannot believe. And yet, if you go to Saul Alinsky and his Rules for Radicals, which really was a Bible for Obama, according to what he has said early on when he was a senator and somebody back in Illinois, he basically said he got most of his training out of Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. And who did Saul Alinsky dedicate that book to? Lucifer. Now, if you go to, which basically is the father of all lies, what do you expect when you have a basic belief system that holds that anything goes to achieve the goal? This is one of the Saul Alinsky's primary premises, is that you can lie, you can cheat, you can do anything as you want to, almost everything. I mean, he doesn't say everything, but he's certainly lying and cheating to achieve the ideologic goals of progressivism. But when you get to Islam, what you're seeing is the Quran six times says that Allah is the greatest deceiver of all. He is the greatest deceiver of all. Now, who is the greatest deceiver of all in the Bible? It's Satan or Lucifer. In other words, they have the same God. Allah is Lucifer. Every description of Allah in the Quran is exactly what the Bible says makes up Satan and Lucifer. So both ideologies, both the Muslim or the Islam as well as progressivism, have as their father Lucifer. And who is the father of all lies? It's Lucifer. Why are we seeing so much deceit going on in Congress and so forth right now? Well, the administration especially, but even lying to Congress. It's because they have the same God. It's Lucifer. We have to understand that. This isn't a political war that we're in. This is a spiritual war. And the first weapon that we have, offensive weapons, has to be on our knees in prayer. I can't overemphasize that to the listener. I know we've not talked about, well, I guess I have on your program a lot in the past, Dan, but I'm saying in every one of my talks right now, no matter who's in the audience, you have to understand that this is a spiritual warfare. We will never win by trying to bring the truth out. It has to be fought on our knees. Yes, we do need to bring the truth out. Don't get me wrong. But the first offensive weapon is prayer.
I agree with you totally, and it's so vitally important that people understand that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is really true. The book Rules for Radical is dedicated to Lucifer, written by Saul Alinsky, who is the mentor for both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. And the fact that this is not going to be generally talked about, you're certainly not going to read about this in either the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. But even more unfortunately, you will almost never hear this mentioned from a pulpit in America. Go right ahead, Michael.
You're absolutely correct. And is really understanding, if we understand correctly what is happening, is that they are, if you, even looking at Islam, let's just backtrack a second. Even looking at Islam, it is so extreme. The people are in a headlock with this religion. They can't do anything on their own. The Quran basically and the Hadith tell them exactly what to do every day of their lives. And they can't have any freedom of thought or anything else in their religion. Now, who would be, if you were to have a religion of Satanism, who would that be? It would be basically Lucifer. You have to understand that it is so stringent. The Islamic belief system is so stringent, the only person that can be involved in this is Lucifer. It is really ironic and stunning when you really get down to it. The other thing is that I think is very important is for people to understand that Islam has set up a major, major set of beliefs that will welcome Jesus Christ back to earth. Hear me, folks. You remember the Bible passage where even the elect could be deceived if it wasn't cut short? Well, what we have here is a belief system that says Jesus Christ is going to return. Well, Jesus is going to return, not Jesus Christ. Because Christ implies the Messiah, and they do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They go into great lengths disproving that Jesus is the Messiah. And any one of their believers, anyone who believes in Islam that says that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, is automatically a heretic and decapitated in many cases. So Jesus is real, but he is a prophet of Allah. And when he returns, along with the Mahdi being the equivalent of Jesus Christ in the Bible, well, not quite, but nonetheless, close enough, what you're seeing is that when Jesus returns, he will tell the world that he truly isn't the Messiah. And those, the Bible verses and so forth in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, that claim that he is, are wrong. And that anyone who believes that Jesus was the Messiah should be disposed of, period. That's what his role will be when he comes back. Now, with a world full of anti-Christians and even the Christian belief system full of people who basically are just there because this is a nice religion. They have no real true understanding of what Christianity is all about. Do you think they're going to be deceived? You better believe they will. They will fall for this hook, line, and sinker. Why? Because when the Mahdi returns, he's going to be doing all kinds of miracles.
Hold that thought, Michael. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. We do have a caller, but before we get to him, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get copies of your book. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm gradually converting all my websites into one. It's called AmericaPlundered.com. The book can be found as well as my previous book called Plundered, How Progressive Ideology is Destroying America, can be found both on that site. And it's AmericaPlundered.com. The key, I think, is important to understand that we are facing a major, major crisis. If you have to get a hold of me, our number is 207-945-9878. That's 207-945-9878. I will tell you right now, though, I am stretched out the max, and generally speaking, my secretary will not let casual calls go through. If it's important, she will, but just trying to find information and jabber a little bit with me, you just can't do it. I hate to say that. I promised myself I would never, ever do that, but folks, if I did that, I would never get anything done, because I get hundreds of phone calls every week for people just wanting to talk and tell me their situation and so forth, and I can't get anything done.
I know exactly what you're saying. Well, we do have a caller. Do you have a question? I really don't want any other calls, but as long as this person's calling in, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call from Denver. Thank you for having Dr. Kaufman on your program again. Good morning, Dr. Kaufman. I have three questions for you.
All right.
With respect to your understanding of radical Islam and its infiltration into the country today, my questions are these. You are obviously aware of the globalist threat that we face as a country and as a world. My question to you on that basis is, who do you believe is more in charge in the Obama administration, the radical Islamists or the globalists?
The globalists. There's no question in my mind. It's the globalists. The radical Islamists are just there, I believe, as a tool. Now, the question is, how much damage are they going to do in providing their particular service in destroying America? That's, I think, the key point right now is that the globalists are using them to destroy us.
And I think that is such a vitally important point, that basically the whole radical Islamic movement is being in large part financed by our intelligence agencies, by the CIA and whatever other agencies are out there. And we carry the book called The Devil's Game, going into how our intelligence agencies are doing that. The book concludes that we've just made a terrible mistake. I don't think that's true at all. I disagree with that. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Just as they created the Nazis and financed the Nazis, as they created the communists and financed the communists, so we are creating this radical form of Islam. We're not creating it, but certainly promoting it and preparing for a terrible war. And, of course, behind that, I believe, are the two prophetic concepts that we are moving towards, this war, where these countries will unite against Israel. Do you have a second question?
Yes, sir, and I also have a third question. I'll ask both of them simultaneously. The second and third questions are these. Who do you believe Obama's loyalty is more towards, the globalists or the Islamists? And thirdly, if you care to, can you name some names of some of the radical Islamists in the Obama administration?
Okay, thank you for calling. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you.
It's very interesting that I really believe that, again, Obama is being directed by the globalists. However, I really truly believe, as Stan does, that he is a Muslim. And as long as the Muslim faith dominates after the United States is destroyed, he's fine with that. But his primary concern, primary masters, as it were, are the globalists themselves.
Now,
the biggest people...
Go ahead.
The key people that are involved, and I don't give them all in the book because I'm not designing this book to be thorough. I'm designing it to give you a very easy-to-read, quick understanding of how big a threat Islam truly is. But Uma Abedin and the Abedin family, her mother, her father, and so forth, are key people within the State Department. As far as I know, she's still there, even though Hillary Clinton has stepped down. She actually was at the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs, which was created by, pronounce his name, these names I haven't got my tongue around yet, Qadahari, who was a terrorist with Abdullah Nazarif. Basically, that is a terrorist organization that her father, as well as she, belonged to before moving over in the State Department. I think she is one of the key people that are working on the inside to destroy America. The other one is Abdullah Nazarif himself, with the Rabida Trust, funding money into the terrorist organizations, Mohammed El Abari, the Freedom of Justice Foundation. I can go on and on and on. Muhammad Majid, the Islamic Society of North America. These people basically are penetrating various departments and agencies of the federal government and actually changing U.S. policy to fit a neutral Muslim or Islamic narrative, so that there is nothing negative about Islam in our government, therefore blinding people to the realities of what they're doing.
Agreed. And you go right ahead. But I think it's important for people to understand that the Obama administration is appointing Muslims to key positions in government. But behind all of this, none of this really makes any sense unless you understand the satanic element behind this. And I believe, of course, that the Muslim faith is satanic. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Sand, and thank you, Dr. Kaufman, for those answers. I appreciate that, and I certainly will be picking up that book for a more in-depth analysis. Thank you very much.
Okay. By the way, you can get it on Amazon as well, but we sell it as well as on AmericaPlendard.com. Amazon, you can get it in Kindle format if you want it as well, so just so that you know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Well, one of the things that I think is kind of intriguing is if you compare the Bible to Islam, what you find is some major, major differences that basically where the Bible says something is good, Islam says it's bad. Where the Bible says something is bad, Islam says it's good. There's almost 180 degrees difference from the Bible as far as the message that they portray. As I already indicated, Jesus is not the Messiah as he is in the Bible. He is merely a messenger for Allah in the Quran. But there is more than that. Conversion, for instance. We basically, as Christians, believe that the person has to accept in their heart that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and then start to walk that walk. That's not true with Muslims. Muslims, the conversion is usually at the point of a gun or a sword, as the case might be. You are forced to believe this whether you want to or not. You can't be forced to be a Christian. You literally cannot be forced to be a Christian. It has to be a personal decision. That's a radical difference between the two belief systems. Muhammad is the only one true prophet of Allah in the Quran. In the Bible, of course, we have many, many true prophets that have explained what God is, who he is, what he expects, and so forth, in almost complete unanimity, even though they come from radically different walks of life. There is not any contradictions.
Hold the thought, Michael. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Program, Michael, go right ahead.
The other thing that we need to understand is that this Mahdi fellow, the Mahdi is the equivalent of Jesus Christ in the Bible. The Mahdi is going to come back in the end times. The Mahdi basically he will be a world leader. He will bring war. He will bring famine. He will bring all kinds of bad things that to the, because he has to establish the global Islamic caliphate. It's going to be the Mahdi that does this. And interestingly enough, Ahmadinejad, the leader of the president of Iran, has said that the Mahdi, he expects the Mahdi return in his, while he is still president. Well, he's got just, a couple months left in his presidency, and he's out of disfavor with the mullahs and so forth in Iran right now. So I'm not sure what that means, but we know Iran is trying to get the nuclear bomb because they want to establish the ability of the Mahdi, when he returns, to be able to take over the world. This is really a very key kind of a combination to understand. This is why getting the atomic weapon by Iran is extremely important, because you're dealing with a religion, not a philosophy. You're dealing with a religion who basically says that in order to prevail, they have to create war. Now, when you're developing a nuclear weapon and your belief system is that you have to create war, that's not a very good combination for the rest of the world. And we need to basically understand that. I do not expect Obama to do anything. I think he's going to let them to create this nuclear weapon, or weapons, as the case might be. I'm not sure how much time we have left. But it is basically going to be a major, major problem for the United States and the rest of the world in the very, very near future. Whether it's right now or later, we don't know, but we'll see. One of the other things is that this Mahdi basically is not only going to create war, but Allah himself. There's 99 beautiful names that Allah has. One of them is that he's the greatest deceiver of all. The other one is that he is the God of war. Now, contrast that to God himself, or Jesus. Jesus is the God of love. Allah is the God of war. Now, which would you rather have as your guide, as your leader? Someone who believes in war, or someone who believes in love and basically creating a positive world for everyone to live in? It is astonishing difference between this idea that's being perpetrated within the Christian church right now by many of the soft Christian leaders, that we're dealing with the same God, is not true. Allah is radically, radically, radically different from the God of the Bible. Even though they go back to Abraham and so forth as the common ancestor, Allah basically is not the God of the Bible. He is Satan of the Bible. Understand that. Work on that, because that is where the war truly is a spiritual level, not the political or physical level, even though that's made manifested at the physical plane, and we need to take action on the physical plane. As I said earlier, the first offensive weapon that we have is prayer, because that's where it's going to be won or lost.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
The other thing that we have to recognize is that Islam, when you see the history of Islam, it's always basically implemented at the point of a sword. Almost everywhere it's made advancements across the world, it's done so at the point of a sword or at the point of a gun. It's a religion of hatred. People that are caught up in Islam, all you have to do is look. I mean, they're fanatical about this, truly, truly fanatical about their beliefs. They is based in hatred. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing with the progressives in themselves is that the progressives also are usually progressives because of some sort of bitterness that they brought in from their childhood or whatever the case might be. They're very, very angry people. They project their anger on the rest of the country. They say the Tea Party is full of hatred and bigotry and racism and so forth, when it's they that is full of hatred, bigotry, and racism. Because they're projecting, because they know, they can recognize themselves, you must also be guilty of the same thing, and that's what they're accusing you of, when it's in fact them that's the problem. The same thing with the Islamists. They will basically say that we're peaceful and so forth. Now, we know that they're lying. I don't know that many of the progressives really understand that they're lying. Many of the progressives have deceived themselves. They're living in radical, really absolute deception. Now, my colleague, Kate Matheson, who co-authored the book on Islam, and I often get into a disagreement as to exactly how much is known about what they're doing and how much is a belief system. It really doesn't matter. The result is the same. She believes that almost all of the Islamists, all of the progressives, know exactly what they're doing. I don't think so. I think there's enough evidence to suggest that so many of these progressives, at least, are so indoctrinated by their belief system that they believe what they're doing is the right thing, even though it is so utterly destructive. They can't see it. They literally can't see it. You look at Europe right now. I just wrote a major article on Europe and the green energy program that they've been working on the last 10 years. It's bankrupting them, folks. And we told them that was going to happen before they even started. It was obvious that it would happen, and yet they can't see it because their ideology literally blinds them to reality. They cannot connect to reality. The other thing that in my book, Plundered, that I talk about is that that was one of the key things that was diagnosed by psychiatrists in the late 1800s about this movement. They turned into what we call progressives today. As it was sweeping across Europe, they cannot connect to reality. They live in a dream world. They live in a world of emotion, not facts. And as a consequence, what they do is they develop programs. That's what has led to Obamacare. It's an emotional response that everybody should have. This kind of care, so they, you know, what was it, 2,700-page law that now has worked in itself into something like 20 or 40,000 pages of rules and regulations and so forth that will never work, cannot work. It's heading for a disaster. It's a train wreck is what they call it, but it's actually worse than that. It's going to be an utter disaster because they cannot connect reality. They're off in this dream world, and anything that they do, you can just look at Europe right now and see the mess that they're in. Those were decisions made by progressives, what we call progressives in this country, that are idiotic in their nature. The same thing with the Islamists. They cannot ever create anything beautiful. Now, there's been times in Islam's history where they've had beautiful architecture and that type of thing. But those were times when basically the more secular belief of Islam was in a vogue, not the radical belief in Islam. Now we're dealing with a radical Islamist belief system, and there is nothing good that can come out of it.
Well, our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Michael, God bless you for everything you do. We'll be in touch real soon. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, was Michael Kaufman. I hope you enjoyed his discourse. But understand, behind everything going on today is the spiritual battle that I've spoken of. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's also available on DVD, or you can get the book and the DVD and the tape by the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why are the globalists pushing this radical Islamic faith? Because they want a war with the Muslim world. And why are they doing that? Because it's prophetic. Everything is prophetic. We're living in truly prophetic times. And if you doubt that, you really need to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVD series. There are six boxes, each one containing five DVDs. They'll keep you busy for a while, but it's a wonderful background. And we've watched them several times. You can watch them several times, and you'll learn something new each time. But the video footage he brings in to put into his DVDs will help you really to be able to see what's going on and to understand. We are living in prophetic times, and we're drawing close to the climax of history. People find that difficult to believe. Well, we can tell you that this is actually what's taking place. Certainly, down through the ages, people have tried to bring about a world government. The ancient Greeks tried. The Romans tried. Certainly, Adolf Hitler tried. Napoleon tried. But no one has come as close to accomplishing that goal as Cecil Rhodes and the secret society which he created, which is manifest today in the Trilateral Commission. And if you want to know what it's like, what it's really about, go to the website, trilateral.org, where you'll see three curved arrows. And if you look very closely, you'll realize they're actually denoting sixes, six, 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 joined together by an upside-down broken cross. I've had people call me and say, I don't see that there. When they look at it, of course they don't see it because they're not coming from a Christian point of view. But if you look at it through the eyes of a Christian, you'll see the three sixes, you'll see the upside-down broken cross, and you'll realize that the Trilateral Commission is satanic, and it's not by coincidence that between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, and that when Barack Hussein Obama became president, he appointed 11 of the 85 or 87 members the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission to be his advisors. It's not simply by coincidence that Barack Obama has recently picked Susan Rice to be his national security advisor to replace Thomas Donilon. Why is that significant? Why, Donilon came from the Trilateral Commission, as did Susan Rice. They're the ones who are running this government today. Look at their logo, trilateral.org. You'll certainly want to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21 covert plan, you can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position financially to help us, we can certainly use the help and certainly maintain our network of stations all across America. You can hear our programs 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. I will be at the Pikes Peak Prophecy Conference speaking. If you can come and help us at the table, we'll appreciate it. Go well until tomorrow at the same time. Bye. And may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our